This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Work here at the Greasy Garage. There we are. We are just now driving into the Greasy Garage. Welcome, everyone. This week here on Auto World, I am actually literally in the Greasy Garage, as you heard, driving over the bell, you know, like the olden days. Well, we still have that here at the Greasy Garage. Why not? I'm sitting in the car. We're going to do the show live right here in the Greasy Garage today, this week, here on Auto World. Good to have you along. You are listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting in the Greasy Garage. Of course, which is real right next door to the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho. And I do want to welcome you into the Greasy Garage. Thanks for joining me, of course, here today and each and every week. I know we have some charter members that of course, tune in each and every week, and they might even tune into the Auto World podcast. And that's great. I appreciate that, everybody, and all our great affiliates out there. Thanks for the affiliates for taking Auto World, and that way you, where you're sitting in your man cave, in your car, in your jet boat, you might even be sitting in the she shed there, huh, girls, huh? Why not? Why not? I appreciate it. Thanks for building that she shed to listen to Auto World. That's what it's all about. Hopefully your Auto World's been good this last week. Oh, I've got so many things to talk about this week here on Auto World, but first and foremost, you're the star, always. You're the star. I definitely do want you to interrupt me. At any point you want to interrupt me, please do. And how do you do that? By the phone number. Yes, you can call in at any time. Axelrod Alex is behind that GCN 2800. Oh, that's a mixer machine. He's going to mix you right into the blend you right in here to Auto World into the Greasy Garage studio. That's right. Today, we're not in the studio. We're in the garage, the Greasy Garage. So we're going to try to keep it clean, if you know what I mean. Hopefully you do. If not, well, that's all right, too. This week here on Auto World, again, how do you get in touch with us with the phone number? This is the number, folks. Since 1992, it's been tagged to Auto World, and that number is 855-660-4261. And or, you know, if you're bashful and don't want to call, that's no problem. I don't mind. You can email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And a lot of you have emailed me here this last week. And again, I want to shout out to all our affiliates that are taking Auto World, because some of the affiliates, radio stations, you might be listening maybe to me right now on a Saturday, or you might be listening to me on a Monday or on your lunch hour. I'm very proud and honored to be out there on many different time slots and many different days. Thank you. Period. Thank you. Shout out to all of you affiliates for doing this. Thank you. Because I like helping you, our listeners, fix your problems with your cars. This is Auto World. I'm not going to help you with your gardening tips, even though I might say to put fertilizer on the grass come spring. Anyway, and please don't do any cookies with your car in your yard. And don't think for one minute, no, you see that school over there with all that landscape with that beautiful green grass. Don't do it. No cookies out there in the schoolyard. All right, let's get back to Auto World. So, anyway, I do appreciate you. And so if you are listening to me in a different time slot, in a different day, that's no problem. Thank you. And in order to get a hold of me, if you call in, and there's, you know, we're working on a voicemail. Okay, I'm just going to shout out there with a voicemail. There will be a voicemail coming your way soon. That way that when you call in, you don't get anybody, you can always email me with your wants, your needs, your problems about the dog barking all night long next door. Please. Or, of course, ladies, the husband's nagging at you about his problem with his car. And, yes, that is a true statement there. Sorry, guys, but you do nag at the wife sometimes about your car problems. I'm here to help you. We will get those things fixed here at Auto World Radio. yahoo.com on email. So go for it. This week here on Auto World, what is in the hubcap this week? That's our menu, we call it, sitting in the hubcap. I always have the hubcap close, and we kind of cook things up through the week and then bring them to you through the weekend because, well, I'm in the greasy garage here live, and I've got a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, of course, here on Auto World. So this first hour of Auto World, oh, it's finally settled. Yes, stay tuned for that. And this is all about Auto World. Cars, trucks, it's settled. Wait till you hear that. And, of course, we're going to do your emails, your calls. I'm going to have trivia throughout each and every hour. There's 3 hours of Auto World each and every week. And I hate to tell you this, but get a pen and paper out because we're going to have some homework for you, for all of you listeners that, you know, first hour, second hour, and third hour. You got homework. No one gets out of here without homework this week. Sorry about that, but hell, you're going to have fun with this homework. So stay tuned for that. And again, now each and every hour is different of Auto World. I change it up each and every hour, so you're going to miss something if you're not listening to the third hour, period. You will miss it. But today, here on Auto World, I'm going to be talking about something that a car company is doing. I shared this with you on my Instagram account, my Facebook account, and also, two Facebook accounts. We have Auto World Radio over there at Facebook. You're more than welcome to go over and check out Auto World Radio on Facebook. And please do. I've got quite a few of you of great, great people attached and being friended to me, and I'm friends with you on Mark Evans' Facebook side, and I'm going to actually read some of those today. Comments about what I posted, and what I posted on Instagram, Twitter, and my Facebook pages is that, folks, General Motors, you know that company, General Motors? They want to end the sales of gas and diesel engine vehicles by the year 2035. That's right. They want to end selling you gas and diesel vehicles by the year 2035. Now, here in the greasy garage, it smells. Ugh, got grease smell all over the place. We need to get a dentist smell in here or something, like we're at the doctor's office or something. No. Oh, I like being here. We're sitting in the car today here in the greasy garage, and we're sitting in a Chevrolet, a General Motors product. Because we're talking about General Motors and why and how come, I want your opinion. They stated this last week, they're going to end sales of gas and diesel engine vehicles? What? That's what I posted on Facebook, and I've got some comments from some of you. Thank you. And I'm going to read them, because why not? Why not get an opinion out there? If you have a rant or rave about this statement that General Motors is going to end sales of gas and diesel engine vehicles by 2035, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your rant or your rave about what you believe is going on there. Now, I've got some items here that I'm going to expose to you through each and every hour about why and how comes of General Motors. So stay tuned for that. Second hour coming up on Auto World. What are we doing, Mark? Well, let's get this out. Oh, the hubcap here. Man, that thing is rusty. Get some WD-40 and spray some WD-40 on the rust out of that hubcap. My menu's kind of dripping in WD-40. Ugh, hate that when that happens. But I can read it, so that's all that matters. Now, also, Volkswagen, big fine. Stay tuned for that the second hour. And we're going to play the Auto World game. That's right. Kind of like the game shows you probably are watching because of, we've been home. All of us have been home working and all that because of COVID-19. And with that said, there's no mask needed here at Auto World. Thank you for just relax, sit back. Hopefully you got some popcorn, your favorite Pepsi, Coke, whatever you might like to drink, coffee or water or whatever, tea. That's great. I appreciate that. We're going to have that game show we call Name This Sound. We love doing that. I've had a lot of responses from that. That's the second hour. Again, second hour, we're going to talk about General Motors and why they want to end gas and diesel engines. Also, now the third hour, coming back out of this break, you're going to find out what is going to happen on the third hour, and then we're going to go right to the email bag. Oh, yeah. Get some popcorn, maybe some chocolaca. 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 Chocolaca.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low. But I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Pull it over! Uh-oh, looks like I'm in trouble. Sitting here in the greasy garage, and the General Motors product called the car. We did drive in, and we're on the greasy garage. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World, and I do appreciate that. Thanks for taking time, folks, out of your busy day to stop everything and turn your headphones on, turn your ears on, and when you turn your ears on to listen to me here, I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. That turns me on too. Okay, let's get on with I got to let you know what's going to happen in the third hour. We'll kind of give you a little teaser and a taste of first, second. Now the third hour, headlights. Oh, good, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, yeah, all about headlights. We're going to dissect that word a little bit. And you might not have headlights. You might have had a problem with headlights. You might want to know what the best headlight is. What do I use, et cetera. I've got a lot of, you probably have a lot of questions also, and I've got a lot of questions. So we're going to talk about that. And, oh, yeah, the Auto World Weekly News. Oh, that's coming your way. Something you've never heard about yet. It's fresh right off the teletype here at the Auto World Plaza. Now, auto racing news coming your way on the third hour also. But I've got some homework for you, and I'm not going to spoil the homework. I don't want to make you mad yet, not until the very end of the first hour. And then you're going to find out what the homework's going to be. So get a pen and paper ready, because we got something for you. You're going to have to come and do homework and then get back to me with it, period. Or you won't get a good grade here on Auto World. And it's everything here. For you listeners that just tuned in, we've got, of course, some new affiliates of a couple weeks ago and a month ago, et cetera. And do thank you for coming into Auto World Plaza each and every week and taking the show so I can help your followers, which are your listeners, and that's you folks out there. Thank you. And you're the star of the show. Please interrupt me at any time, please. If you've got a car question with, well, first off and foremost, tire pressure. Do I or don't I? The tire light's on, flashing, and then it stays on, and then you've got the electronic dash that tells you that tire pressure's low in the right rear, and you've checked it a dozen times, and you want to know what to do now. See, things like that. Question there. That's a good question. Now, in order to get a hold of me here at Auto World, 855-660-4261, and email's always here, 28 hours a day. It really is. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Now, again, with that, I want to do a little shout-out for myself, do a housekeeping here. You can go to Auto World Podcast. Just Google Auto World Podcast, and you can always go back and listen to the archives or tune in. Podcasts are the things of today, and you can also go to GCNLive.com and check out the archives there, and you'll see a photo of me there, too, if you'd like to see what I look like. And you can also go to my website now, AutoWorldMedia.com. So, with all that said, we're going to read some of your emails. I've got some Facebook readings to do from some of you that have made comments on. Let's get right to it right now about General Motors. General Motors, folks, wants to end sales of gas and diesel engine vehicles by the year 2035 as part of their broader pledge to become carbon neutral by 2040. So I added that 2040 in there because that's the truth. They want to be, the carbon neutral means the carbon footprint. What's that mean? Well, that means that the carbon coming out of the back of your tailpipe with a gas and a diesel engine is quite high. In fact, some of you, have you ever actually had a chance to, I do know you and each and every one of you have been changing your oil, thank you, and are you doing it every 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000? Some of you don't change it at all. Uh-oh, you're in trouble. Get that oil changed. See, the oil pan on your car is a trash can. And with that said, you're telling me you don't take the trash out at home? And so the trash is just building up in your kitchen there and flowing. Most of the trash cans are underneath the kitchen sink, and the cupboard door's now open, huh? And all the trash is laying out on the floor. See, this is what happens. So you're overflowing with trash. So you got to change your oil, or your oil pan turns out to be overflowing and foaming with goo, sludge, and say goodbye and knocking and ticking and everything else in your engine. But have you ever had your oil tested? Have you ever taken the time? You probably don't know where to even go get your oil tested. Do your quick lube, does the quick lube that you're having, or the technician, or the garage, or the independent repair, or the dealership, do they, you've never asked them to basically test your oil, have you? Well, you can get it tested, and it's pretty cheap, truthfully, but this will blow you away. Literally, it'll blow the hubcaps right off that hot rod you're driving. Because when oil goes and gets tested in that little plastic vial, it's kind of like getting your blood tested. And you do want a good report with your blood, don't you? You know, you don't want to be a diabetic and, you know, signs of a heart attack and all that. Well, your oil is the heartbeat of the engine. So General Motors is saying, and you know, they're talking about it out in the open now, about the carbon footprint. They want to be carbon neutral by 2040. All electric vehicles by then, and they want to make sure that they're not selling to us gas and diesel engines, cars. And it's like, what? That's. Do you have an opinion? I want to know. I know you have an opinion. I know you've got a rant or a rave about, is it really true? Why are they saying this? Well, let me ask you this. And again, your rant or rave about this, I want your opinion here on Auto World. This is your time to turn your phone into a microphone. And it's time to turn those fingers on that keyboard and start typing away your opinion of what you think and what you think could happen if General Motors does, if they do get their wish, and General Motors wants to end the sales of gas and diesel engines vehicles by 2035. That's not too far away. Now, here at the Greasy Garage, I had a customer, client, and friend, all in one. Very proud of that. He told me, he said, well, I'll be dead by then. And I said, no, you won't. Well, see, I what? You know, he's like, I said, no, you won't. You know, you can keep ticking. Well, there you go. So it doesn't, you know, he's not kind of concerned with it. I think we all need to be concerned with it, no matter what our age is. Why? Well, because you got grandkids, you got family, you got relatives, and you also got a lot of great friends that are listening to Auto World, and then we're all family here. Come on, we're all charter members of Auto World. Let's keep this bad boy clean, the air clean. I want the air clean too, absolutely. But I don't know. General Motors has the Hummer out that's electric, 1,000 horsepower. That ought to toy some of my toys. What's your opinion? 855-660-4261. Now, when you do get your oil tested, let me just go back to the carbon word. When you get your oil tested, folks, what you end up finding is that there's carbon. That, an ash. Literally, ash. A-S-H. Keep this show clean, of course. In, coming out your tailpipe, and also, it's in your oil. So those readings that we get on that 12-page, $35 oil test, it's blow you away how much carbon is in that oil. Gas burning, diesel burning. Sulfur, suet on diesels. It's quite a bit. Here in my social networking, Ed writes to me on the social networking platform here at Auto World. We're going to come back. I'm going to read what Ed has made a comment, and then we're going to take some more and talk about what Fred brought in with his comment. Why not? And then John's got a comment. We're going to take them all. We're going to read them all. I want to hear about your comment about what's happening with this. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here in the Greasy Garage Studio from Boise, Idaho.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A group of GOP senators are calling for a slimmed-down COVID relief bill. 10 senators have written a letter requesting a meeting with President Joe Biden to discuss a much smaller relief plan. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tells Fox News what it will take to get a deal done.
Republicans will be there for that which is good for the country, but they won't be there for payoffs to Democratic constituencies are just to check the box for a campaign promise the president made, which has no rationale in terms of economics.
More than 5,000 people protesting the arrest of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny were detained by police today. Tens of thousands turned out to protest for a second weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken took to Twitter, saying the U.S. condemns the persistent use of harsh tactics. Officials have also urged Russia to release Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry rejected Blinken's call as crude interference in Russia's internal affairs. This is USA Radio News.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-292-3027. 800-292-3027. That's 800-292-3027.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yeah, I had to pull out of the stall there for a minute here at the Greasy Garage. Why? Well, for some reason it was stinking like exhaust in there. Woo, we're back in the Greasy Garage now. Welcome, folks. Good to have you along in the Greasy Garage this week here on Auto World. Coming right now, we're right next door to Auto World Plaza, and we're in the garage today here at Auto World. And why not? Why? Because, well, we're talking about, every once in a while you might even hear me rev the engine up. Now, I'm going to give you some radio smell. Why not give you some exhaust smell? Oh, yeah. I'm sitting in a General Motors product that's a little bit old, and it's like a 1916 Chevrolet that I've had for years. Yes, it burns gas. Burns fuel. Gasoline. I'm throwing this question out to you each and every hour of Our World. I want to know your opinion of what General Motors just stated here this last week. GM, General Motors wants to end the sales of gas and diesel engine vehicles by the year 2035. I've got a 1916 Chevrolet that has to be, I look like a chemist out there trying to mix the gasoline because it does not burn unleaded fuel. It has to have regular fuel. And if once by the time you start putting all the chemicals in it to get the unleaded out and get it back to leaded and to get some octane in that bad boy so that four-cylinder runs good, it really does. It sounds like a John Deere tractor going up the hill. It makes it happen. What's your opinion? I want to know of this. And then we're going to shoot some questions out to you and kind of get the ball rolling. And Ed's going to get the ball rolling. But that number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. My email is always fresh, just like a Krispy Kreme donut. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Email me right now, live we are, and or through the week, or whenever is good for you, folks. But Ed gets me here on social Social Networking Nevada World. He says there is no infrastructure in place for mass electric cars. Our grid barely keeps up with our basic needs now. That's Ed's comment. Ned, thank you for sending that over to me. Appreciate that. And, you know, that he's right. He's right, isn't he? Really? I mean, electrical? Electrical cars, EV cars, no more gas, no more diesel. Can you imagine? You think the line at the gas station or in the diesel station there, diesel lineup, and you're sitting there waiting for how long? Oh, a long time maybe to get your gasoline. Can you imagine what happens when... Do you have a lot of charging stations in your neighborhood? Here in Boise, we really do not. We do have some, but we do not have enough, just like Ed just commented, to supply all of you out there listening to Auto World right now. It's a good question, a good statement, Ed. I do appreciate that, and I want to shoot this out. Now, this is some of my thinking, too. Could this be, folks, could this be a publicity stunt? Sure gets their name out there, doesn't it? See, everybody's talking about General Motors ending the gas and diesel. I'm just shouting out there about that. I don't know if it is or isn't, but that's a comment from Mark here, and it might work. And another thing here, you know, you think about this, ending gas and diesel sales. If that happens, are we thinking that we might want to get out there, because they're stating that to all of us, we might want to get out there and be able to get it before it's gone? Huh? Yeah, buy that gas or that diesel car, that truck, whatever, and get it before it might not be available to you. Now, that's just shooting that out there to you. And again, I want to hear from you through my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or the phone number here at Auto World since 1992, 855-660-4261. And I'll shoot this out there to you, too. General Motors is actually partnering up with Microsoft. Huh? Yeah, with the Cruise. I've talked a little bit about the Cruise. I'm just teasing you a little bit. That's the truth, the facts. Not only the truth is they have already got a new company going with Cruise, and they're putting a lot of money out there. I've talked about it a little bit before, but that's for another time again. I'll give you some more news about that. Microsoft and General Motors. Now, that I want to get off the General Motors for a minute, but we got plenty to get to, of course, in your emails. Each and every hour again, and but remember, yeah, I want to hear from you. I want your opinion on this General Motors saying that they're going to, you know, end the sales of gas and diesel engines, period, by 2035, and be completely carbon neutral by 2040. Man, that's going to be just, I don't know about the oil company. There's so much involved here. Oh, anyway, let's go to your email. Now, see, emails are what I do throughout the week. You and through the show here live, you do send me your emails. I've got an email bag. I print them out off my computer, and I put them in the email bag, and I go live. And again, if you do not want me to read it on the air live, just, you know, or type right in there, don't read it on the air, Mark. I do need your help, but don't read it on the air live, and I will not. So let me reach in the bag. I know this email bag just keeps getting bigger every week. That's what I like. So I got to get some of these emails answered and get your cars fixed. Okay, let's get here to this first email I picked out. And all of you that email, of course, I always have a little specialty gift, some items to help you keep your car clean inside and outside and all that. So I ran out of cracked windshields, and, well, I do have four. If you like them, if you want them, just go ahead and let me know once I read this gentleman's email here. Is it? Yeah, it is. If you do want the four horrible tires here that I have that are all notched and bald, I'll ship those to you, and you have to pay the freight, and you can have them. No. I'll send you some goodies. Anyway, this email says, "Hi, hey Mark, glad to be with you every week. I learn something every show. Thank you. Hey, appreciate that. Good to hear. That's my paycheck right there. That's all that matters to me. I was wondering if you could help me with a tire situation. I purchased a brand new set of what I thought and what I wanted 10-ply tires. After listening to you tell and teach all of us about how to read a tire sidewall, I looked at my tires and found out that I have 2-ply tires, not 10-ply. And the mountain with the snowflake is on the sidewall. As you stated earlier in one of your shows, that the mountain with the snowflake is winter tires. So I believe that they are the tire company did not put on what I wanted. The only reason I'm looking at my tires is that I have a vibration in my truck after the new tires were installed. So my question to you, Mark, is how would you handle this? And I did not get what I wanted, and I have a vibration now. So what do I do? Thanks in advance, Dusty, listening in Cedar City, Utah. Ooh, it's time for a shout-out. Yeah, shout-out. Cedar City, Utah, that would be our affiliate. KAZZ, 1400 AM, Cedar City, Hurricane, Leeds, New Harmony, Utah, and, of course, all the other little cities. And you folks listening, thank you for tuning in. Shout out to all of you. Appreciate that. In fact, I believe you folks are, yeah, absolutely. I do remember now. I drove through your area. You're north of Zion National Park. Beautiful park. My wife and I have been to Zion National Park, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area. Well, Dusty, I'm sorry to hear you got a vibration with your tires, and that I'm glad you're manhandling it, period, and I know what to do. First and foremost, I'm sorry that you didn't get the 10 plies you asked for, and I'm first and foremost, too, I'm glad I did teach you something about tires, because now you're going to go back to your tire store, and you're going to do what? You're going to walk out there, and you're going to give them some Auto World. You're going to talk as if you were Mark Evans. You're going to talk because you know what you're talking about. You're going to point to the two-ply that's on the side of that tire, Dusty, and I want you to point to that mountain and that snowflake and point out to them. But at the same time, Dusty, I want you to take your cell phone out before you get them, you know, pull into the tire store and get them out there looking at the side of your tire wall. I want you to get that snowflake, that mountain picture up on your cell phone. Just Google it. It'll tell them, too, what it is. See, so you don't have to do really any talking. And at that point, now, I didn't get the year and make of your truck. You didn't put that down, no problem. But get that up on your cell phone and let the Google.com show the snowflake. See, I didn't order winter tires. And if you, the bigger the truck you have, you do not want snow tires like that on there. I'm going to come back, and we're going to read more of your emails. And, Dusty, I got one more thing for you. Grab some more popcorn, folks. We'll be right back right here in the Greasy Garage this week on Auto World.
Who's going to tell you when? It's two.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Right here in this General Motors product in the Greasy Garage Studio, 1916 Chevrolet. The leather smells like 16. It's crisp. Crisp as crisp can be. Good to have you along, folks. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. That question, again, is standing out to you each and every hour of Auto World, and that question is, I want your opinion of what General Motors stated this last week. They want to end the sales of gas and diesel engine vehicles by 2035 and be carbon neutral by 2040. You have an opinion? I want to hear it. Your telephone and your keyboard is your telephone is actually your microphone right now, and you can call us right here at Auto World Live at 855-660-4261. Voice your opinion. I know you might have an opinion of that. Do you like your gas vehicle? Do you like your diesel engine motor, your truck? Do you want to stay with all electric vehicles, EVs, from here on out? Do you want to stand in line waiting to plug your EV car in or your truck? And do you know really where, since you don't have an electric car now, do you know that there's enough charging stations for each and every one of us? How about that power grid? Is there enough power grid in your town to have everybody at night plug it in 3 to 4 cars in each and every household? Good question. Well, let's go now to my Facebook, social networking here at Auto World, and read what Fred says. Fred says, they aspire to this goal. There's a long way between aspiration and actuality, and GM's shareholders, board, and the market will likely have the final word. Thank you, Fred. I do appreciate that comment off the Facebook social networking. Thank you for stating something about your opinion. That's what it's all about. Auto World is your tool each and every week. If you want to bring out your comments, your opinions, I do want to hear from you here on Auto World. And you know, it's something. With that said, and again, email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and our phone number here since 1992. Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your call, 855-660-4261. Oh, a little trivia now. Oh, yeah, this is crazy. In 1903, talking about General Motors and all the car companies and all. Well, back in 1903, Ford Motor Company is organized in Detroit with $28,000 capital. Put up about, well, they got $28,000 for capital with about 12 shareholders. Well, the Dodge brothers, exclusively parts suppliers for Ford in at that time, 1903, they invest $10,000 into that Ford company. That's the Dodge brothers. They invested $10,000 and bought and were bought out a decade later for $32 million. 1903, Ford Motor Company is organized in Detroit with $28,000 capital put up by 12 shareholders, the Dodge brothers, exclusive parts suppliers for Ford, invest $10,000 and get $32 million back a decade later. Woohoo! There's a little trivia for you that'll blow those hubcaps right off that car. Wow. Didn't know that, did you? See, and that's another thing. I'm going to talk a little bit about that real for a couple seconds. And why? Because, well, sometimes when you're buying a Volvo, you might have Ford parts in it. Hey, sometimes when you're buying a Ford, you might have, like it stated there in 1903, you might have some Dodge or General Motors parts in it, or Delphi parts, which is General Motors. So we mix and match, and we just put it all together and make sure that you've got a good make and model and a brand. Huh? Why not? So don't get mad if you're thinking you're driving a Ford and you're driving a Dodge. That might be it, huh? I don't know. Anyway, Auto World here. Good to have you along in the plaza. Now, let's go. We got a caller here from, let's go to Texas and talk to Earl. Hi, Earl. Welcome to Auto World.
Oh, I haven't been talking to anybody.
Hi, Earl. Yeah, I'm here. I'm Mark. How you doing today?
Okay, well, I've been talking away, you know, with my little problem, and I didn't know if you was on the line or not.
Oh, no, go ahead. We're live now. Go ahead and start all over if you would. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. I don't need to be live, but I don't mind being live. I'm looking for a 1949 Cadillac Sedanette, which is the improper name. It's a club coupe, and, you know, just a two-door fastback. And uh-huh. I've been looking for 3 or 4 months now, and the people that, you know, they advertise them and they won't respond. I mean, I get nice cars, plenty cheap, but they're working in the North Sea and they want to deliver it to your house. All you got to do is send them a cashier's check. Well, that's not what I'm looking for. I want a car that I can look at and drive and feel and talk to the owner and ask questions and crawl under it and everything.
Yeah. You want to touch and taste it almost, don't you, Earl?
That's right. And I'm not looking for a high-end show car. I'm looking for a rust-free driver. I mean, it don't actually, if the car is decent enough, I'm not too concerned about the mechanicals.
Okay. So you're willing to do some work to it then?
I am.
Good. Good. So you want, what I'm hearing, Earl, you really do want to bring a 49 Cadillac back to life again.
Well, I've had a couple of them when I was younger, and I want another one.
And, okay.
And down here, there's none to be had, but I was just wondering. I mean, I've been looking in Hemmings, and I'm computer illiterate, but my brother-in-law and my girlfriend has been looking, and like I say, you know, nobody won't even respond, you know, to email or a phone call, if you can actually get a phone number on them.
Sure. Sure, yeah, it's tough. And then, of course, with the social media and all, some of the times, too, Earl, you can go into, use the Internet. You can go to autotrader.com.
We've looked. Like I say, I've been looking about 4 months.
Okay.
Nothing satisfactory. I'm looking for something basically in the $15,000 to $20,000 range. It does not have to be a pristine car. Of course, you can't buy one for that, a pristine one, but, you know, something decent, not rusty.
Okay. Well, I will. You called the right place, Earl, Auto World. We've got a lot of listeners here listening to Auto World. And what we're going to do here, we won't do this live on the air, but when we get done talking, I'll put you on hold. And then Axelrod Alex, the gentleman that answered the phone here for you, if you would, give him your... what's the best way to get in hold of you? Probably email? And if that is the best way...
My phone, or I got a P.O. box here, and I got a phone.
Okay.
I don't carry a cell phone. My phone's on the desk in the house. computer illiterate.
Sure.
But I stand over my brother-in-law's shoulder sometimes. I need some parts. I build old cars and stuff. You know, I got some old cars, and I just wanted another 49 Cadillac.
Absolutely.
It's been uphill.
Absolutely. Well, you can give your phone number if you'd like out, not now because we're live, but after I put you on hold, you can give your phone number out, and I'll call you and get hold of you here after the show. We can touch base and talk and all. And again, let's shout out. You're looking for a 49 Cadillac, and what model are you from? What model would you like?
The two-door fastback. They call it a sedanette or a club coupe.
Okay.
It's a fleet, like a Fleetline Chevrolet, you know?
Okay. Yes. And those they look fast just sitting still, don't they?
That's right. You know, I call that curb speed. When they look like they're doing 70 when they're parked, that's the right kind of car.
Absolutely. Love it. And you know, you can't beat the Cadillac brand. You really can't. Those things. And some good news I want to shout out. So let's do this, Earl. I will tell everybody right now here on Auto World that you heard Earl, folks. He wants a 49 Cadillac. So if you do know if there is one somewhere or if you have one that you would like to sell, again, you can email me and I will get a hold of Earl, of course. And that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And also, Earl, I'm going to do a shout out here and let everybody know too. Now, I don't know if you're familiar, or you might. I know you said 49, but I do know where there's a 1962 Cadillac convertible Series 62, two door.
I'm familiar. I mean, I've had Eldorado convertibles. You know, I've had a few Cadillacs in my time, and I just want this specific in a tight. I would take a 48. It's the same body style, a little different dash, but it's got the old flathead engine.
Sure.
And if I got one of those, I'd just put a, you know, like a 331 to 390 Cadillac in it, because I got some 3 deuces and 2 fours and, you know,
ooh,
stuff.
You're talking my stuff, Earl. I had a
49 with a 365 Elgo motor in it, and I had a 49 Coupe DeVille at the same time, and you'd throw rocks at the stock motor, you'd throw rocks at it.
Well, Earl, they're closing the garage.
Stop light without burning the tires. I mean, the power ratio was just right for that car.
Hang on, Earl, okay? I'll put you on hold just for a second. We'll be right back on the second hour here at Auto World.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.